News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 4:35 PM. Let me tell you, some of y'all are thinking, man, going home, I'm coming in tomorrow morning. It's Friday. It's going to be like Fri-yay. What can I do to make the day different? You might want to just stop on the way in at Just Love Coffee Cafe. That's my suggestion. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And South, you know, the both locations are great, and you can pull in there and get you, like, on the way into work in the morning and get pretty epic food that you don't get other places. Like, they on the recorded commercial we play, they call it a unique waffled menu. Yes, can you imagine an omelet cooked in a waffle iron? I've had it. It's called the Womlet, and it is mighty fine. They've also got all kinds of breakfast wraps. They've got the stuffed waffles. Bottom line is this: good food, and then maybe just get you a big old cappuccino or an espresso or a latte, or just have them grind some fresh beans and give you a cup of black coffee, light roast, medium roast, dark roast, award-winning coffees. Just Love Coffee Cafe. I've been to both locations. I love them both. Both locations, Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville near Whole Foods. You check them out. Tell them Right Side Radio is where you heard about it. All right, phone lines are open. You want to call in? 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. So I'm just going to skip to what would be number three on my triple dipper. Once again, I did not get to number two. It's called Fit to Fight. That one's too important. That one deals with military readiness. That one deserves better than what I can do for it here in the next 20 minutes. So I'm going to save that one. All right. We're going to get to it, I swear. But the number three triple dipper piece is when I was laughing this morning, because I kept finding stories where things that Democrats have said are bouncing back on them. So I'm calling this one Coming Back to Roost. Well, the first one is one that Dale Jackson mentioned a moment ago. If you heard the Grand Council, I hope you did. So the Alabama Democrats, Representative Chris England, and by the way, I have said before that Chris England, an ardent Democrat, serves in the Tuscaloosa area in the Alabama State House. He's a generally solid guy. He's a true believer. So it's not like he is just one of those who is pandering or knows where he lives and that's why he's in that party. No, he's a Democrat through and through. But I also have had a great deal of respect for Chris England over the years. I always knew as a Republican state senator, if I went to a House committee that he was on, he was going to zing me with questions and I'd better be ready. He's an attorney. I mean, he's generally speaking, he's pretty sharp. He is so off the mark right now. He is so out in left field, which I guess is appropriate. He's the chair of the Alabama Democrat Party. He's one of the ones who helped seize control from Nancy Worley and Joe Reed. And everybody thought, okay, in fact, I did a podcast with him a few years ago through 1819 before I had the radio show. And I had him on and we talked about it. And I told him, I said, I feel like that Republicans are going to rise to the level of their competition. I said, while I'm not looking for you guys to succeed, I'm still hopeful that the Democrats are going to be a little more of a force so that Republicans will game up. Because right now, you know, you got Democrats with R's by their name because that's how they get elected. Well, all that to say, they issued the most bogus statement today with his name on it. And AL.com ran it. And the AL.com ran the actual profanity as part of the headline. Alabama Democrats tired of, and then it uses the word BS, statements on school shootings. Really? Here's the statement. We're tired of reading BS statements from politicians and we're tired of writing them. How many more innocent lives have to be lost for someone to do something? Do something. That's all that's the liberal talking point. You gotta do something. Do something. Well, what do they say do? His follow-up was, we need action on gun violence, voting rights, the minimum wage, health care, abortion rights, LGBTQ+ rights, cannabis reform, income inequality, the housing crisis, the student debt crisis, the prison crisis, and countless other issues. Democrats are in control in Washington. We need federal action now. Somewhere in there, I would think that it would have been more appropriate for him to put out something that starts off with grieving with the parents and grandparents in Uvalde, Texas. Maybe Chris England, if you're listening, or if one of your compadres is listening, they'll point out to you that perhaps it would have been wise if you had started off actually grieving for the loss of these kids and teachers and the injuries incurred by the police officers. Wouldn't that have been an amazing thing? No, didn't do that. Just lashed out with profanity, proud of himself, and then went straight into LGBTQ rights and cannabis reform and income inequality and gun violence with no plans, just a whole bunch of liberal talking points. It's awful. It's coming back to roost because I'm going to be honest with you, I find that to be one of the most deplorable things that I've ever seen written by anyone in official capacity, much less a state party chairman, and I think he ought to be ashamed. But then on the same token, that's what they do, right? So I've said it before, but here's a story off Postmillennial. Postmillennial, breaking, this is yesterday, I've talked about it briefly, breaking, Beto O'Rourke disrupts Governor Abbott's press conference on school shooting, escorted out by police. Well, it's bouncing back on him hard. He is literally getting blasted. Meghan McCain came out and said about Beto O'Rourke, if the state of Texas wanted you to lead them in anything, they would have elected you to anything, but they don't, and they continue to reject you. So Beto O'Rourke stormed in. I saw where there's even a question as to whether or not he had had people go in and hold seats for him so he could get in. But he literally stormed into a press conference in which, you know, state officials, including the governor that he's running against, Greg Abbott, were literally there to console people, to provide information, and to offer support. And what does he do? He comes in, he moves up to the stage, he gets right as close as he can to the governor. Where was his security, by the way? And he gets up there and he starts yelling that, you know, this is going to keep on going. You're the ones at fault. Stop the next shooting right now. You're doing nothing. And he's just making a complete scene. He took over and started screaming at the elected officials. Well, the mayor didn't cotton to it well. The mayor is the one, I believe, who yelled out, I can't believe you sick SOB. Come to a deal like this and make it a political issue. Well, it's bouncing back on him hard. But did you see what former President Obama had to say? This is a former president of the United States. So right now, the chair of the Alabama Democrat Party, the candidate for governor from the Democrat Party in Texas, and now the former Democrat President of the United States comes out, and rather than spend time truly grieving over the children in Uvalde, Texas, he chose to make it a political opportunity and to plug his own foundation for fundraising. I kid you not. Story off Fox News. Headline, Texas school shooting. Obama clobbered for linking the Uvalde massacre to the 2-year mark of George Floyd's murder. Yes, he did. Former President Barack Obama raised eyebrows on Wednesday for attempting to link this week's mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, to the anniversary of George Floyd's murder. It points out, of course, that 19 children and 2 teachers at Robb Elementary in Uvalde were killed by a gunman. The bloodshed occurred one day prior to the 2-year mark of the death of George Floyd. Here's the tweet that went out from Obama. He said, quote, as we grieve the children of Uvalde today, we should take time to recognize that 2 years have passed since the murder of George Floyd under the knees of a police officer. His killing stays with us all to this day, especially those who loved him. What? How does he conflate the two? And then he follows up by saying, in the aftermath of his murder, a new generation of activists rose up to channel their anguish into organized action, launching a movement to raise awareness of systemic racism and the need for criminal justice and police reform, said the former president before plugging an initiative for his foundation. Are you kidding me with this? Are you kidding me? So did he spend time saying, I'd like to ask for a moment of silence? No. Did he spend time saying, this is a tragic moment and we should not politicize this? No. What he did was he blew right past it. As we grieve the children of Uvalde today, we should take time to recognize George Floyd. What? Folks, this is unconscionable. But I'm going to tell you right now, the blowback on it, shoo. I mean, you got, of course, people like Ben Shapiro taking aim at it. Ben Domenech says, bro, not the same, not at all. You got the Babylon Bee saying, it sucks those kids died, but remember George Floyd? He's who I'm thinking about. That's their mocking of the president. Washington Examiner comes out and says, so George Floyd is the real victim at Uvalde. Bruh, this ain't it. And I'm this, that, okay. Well, maybe Biden did learn something from President Obama. Because if I recall correctly, it was yesterday afternoon, right after all this happened, that President Biden decided it was a good idea to sign an executive order about police reform. Okay. All right, Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. When we come back, I will tell you, if we have a moment or two, about Stacey Abrams and what she said. And here's the funny thing. Why do you think AOC wants to ditch her Tesla? Could be her tiff with Elon Musk. Words coming back to roost. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Time now, 4:52 p.m. Go home mode, and if it's wet where you are, just be extra careful, okay, because rain is moving across Alabama. Hey, listen, I've been telling you for quite a while now about Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Before we go too much further, I got to do it again. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. I call them your one-stop shop for all your HVAC needs, whether it be gas or electric systems. So yeah, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they're locally owned, veteran-owned business. They service the Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas, and they can do everything it takes for your servicing, your maintenance, your installation, your repairs on HVAC systems. And if you haven't had your system serviced yet for the hot months, well, their hot months are coming upon us, so please think about it. And if you would, give them a try. They do free estimates. They will not upsell you. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Here's how you can call them. 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. 256-225-7311. So wrapping up the day here, y'all, I've got this thing I'm doing on the Triple Dipper where I'm calling it Coming Back to Roost. It's comments that liberals have made that just seem to kind of bounce back on them. Like, that didn't work out well. And not the least of which is Nancy Pelosi has been making some very bold and brash statements about abortion. And apparently the Catholic Church, of which she's a member, finally had enough. And the Archbishop of the diocese, Archbishop of San Francisco, just finally issued a statement and said, you cannot take Holy Communion. And I'm not Catholic, so I'm not going to try and portray that I know all the ins and outs of what that means, but I do understand from having members of the family in the Catholic faith that is a big deal. I mean, and that's basically putting her on the skids at this point. She cannot participate in Holy Communion because of her stance on abortion. Well, Nancy Pelosi, it's coming back on her. Nancy Pelosi, coming back to roost. She responded to that by saying, well, you don't say anything about the death penalty, and this archbishop's also been against LGBTQ rights. So what you're telling me is the archbishop is taking a stand for things that are biblical. And apparently Nancy Pelosi's not used to being called out for her wild stances since she's from San Francisco, coming back to roost. So Stacey Abrams, this one from townhall.com. Stacey Abrams. Guy Benson, writing in townhall.com, says that Stacey Abrams recently said massively increased voter participation can still be suppression. What? So it points out in here that Stacey Abrams has just been full of gaffes lately. She's going to be the Democrat. She is the Democrat nominee for governor in Georgia. I mean, you know, she believes she's already the governor in Georgia, but that's neither here nor there. And so right now she's already playing defense because she got caught by giving a speech in which she declared Georgia to be the worst place to live. So here she is running for the governor of the state and then trash-talking the state that she wants to be governor of. That's not usually the way it works, you know. So if you don't love where you are, why is it you're wanting so badly? I guess she could say, well, I'm just trying to make it better. No, you're trying to trash-talk it and bring it down because that's what you do. And so basically the Republicans are rolling out their campaign slogan, Georgia, we're the worst. So it's like the whole basket of deplorables thing. But here's the thing. She also spent a great deal of time talking about the voter ID laws and the voter integrity laws that were passed in Georgia, which were designed to just be Jim Crow in the 21st century, and it was demagoguery that, you know, was just being put upon minorities, and it was ridiculous. Well, it's coming back to bite her, because guess what happened? Georgia had record turnout under the conditions that she had said would suppress the votes. But her reality is she thinks that somehow or another, even that increased voter participation, that can represent suppression too. No real explanation as to how. We just understand that apparently, from her perspective, increased voting is suppression. Coming back to roost. Well, here's my favorite one, though. I saved it for last. Story in the New York Post. Bless her heart. AOC, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, said she wants to get rid of her Tesla just weeks after a Twitter dust-up with Elon Musk. Yeah. That's not why. No, surely not. What she really wants, she says, is she really just wants to get an EV. That's okay. For those who are hip, an EV is the electric vehicle. She really wants to get an EV made by a factory that's unionized. That's what's important. And apparently Tesla's not unionized, which makes them all the more popular, in my opinion. But the Green New Deal backing progressive congresswoman from the Bronx and Queens told Bloomberg News that she's itching to switch to an electric car that is manufactured by a company that employs union members. Points out, though, that last month she had tweeted out about some billionaire with an ego problem, to which Elon Musk had tweeted back at her, "Stop hitting on me. I'm really shy." And soon thereafter, she doesn't want her Tesla anymore. God almighty. Okay, there's that. All right, folks, that's coming back to roost. Things that people say, liberals say, that just don't wind up sitting well and wind up doing worse for them than they thought. All right, listen, I've already got guests lining up for tomorrow. Interesting thing came out today. Organization called Concerned Doctors came out with a statement here in Alabama asking that the vaccine mandates for children be stopped. Going to have, hopefully, Dr. Jordan Vaughn on tomorrow to talk about it. In the meantime, you guys have an amazing night, all right? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, you got Mark Levin, the great one. Copper and I back here tomorrow, too. We'll see you then.